Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to another edition of the On the Mat Wrestling Show with Aaron Stevens, formerly Damon Sandow. It's a special edition. We got Ring of Honor star Kenny King. Kenny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great. Our pleasure. Also, this Friday, Ring of Honor presents their 17th annual show. It's a big show, and you got a big, big opponent. You're sort of in the semi-main event, Kenny.
Well, listen, here's the way that I see it. I mean, this is my town. You know, Marty's got to fly a long way from wherever his bird's nest is to come to my town. And Marty's got his attention is divided. He's preoccupied. He wants to be a six-man champion. And if you come to Las Vegas with home field advantage, you better have your mind focused on Kenny King.
All right, Aaron?
Awesome. And you know what? If you could just kind of touch upon that a little bit more, how being in your hometown, I know, you know, when the crowd is just that much more behind you and you go out there knowing that, you know, people you went to school with and family and everybody's in the crowd, how does that affect you?
Well, I think there's that mentality, but I think for me it's more of a I get to wake up in my bed. I get to drive to the building. There's no travel issues. I'm not cranky from the night before. There's none of those things. I think there's something to be said for waking up fresh and going out and being able to perform at your highest level. I think that's what I'm looking forward to. On top of the fact that, you know, my family will be there. I have friends there. I mean, Vegas is kind of my adopted hometown, but there's still lots of love for Kenny King here.
All right. And you talked about
The UNLV, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, well, I went. I came out here to transfer to play football. And in between my transfer, and there was a whole lot of, you know, not necessarily, I didn't necessarily part on bad ways with University of South Florida, but I didn't part with good ways either. So they didn't necessarily want me to leave, so they held my transcripts. So I didn't get to come out and play directly after that. So I came to UNLV for a semester to play ball, and that's how I started the wrestling career. So UNLV. So
isn't that amazing?
UNLV. I would have never gotten to wrestling.
Wow, and there have been so many crossover athletes. I mean, I'm going back to the '80s. Even like, you know, a Lex Luger, and became obviously one of the biggest draws in his day. Who was you know, a football player, but then just really kind of immersed himself in the wrestling business, much like you've done. And you know, the name that you've carved out for yourself. And so, can you tell us a little bit about like when you first got in the wrestling business? Because I know, you know, with the match you have coming up, when the pressure's on, you always revert back to basics, and at least I always did, and especially with my limited repertoire. But what, how you break in the business, the lessons you learn, and when you go into a high pressure match, can you kind of take us back to those times and then see how it'll bridge to your upcoming feud?
Well, you know, that I couldn't have prefaced it any better. You really just kind of have to go back to the basics. I was a guy who broke into the business in a non-traditional manner. I was on the second season of Tough Enough. So, like I'm saying, I was a football player through and through up until the moment I stepped into a ring. And, you know, that was one of the things that going through my initial training with Al Snow and Bob Holly and Chavo Guerrero and Ivory, one of the things that was stressed the highest is, you know, just keep it simple. And whenever you get jammed up, slow down and go back to the basics. And I think that in any high-pressure situation, when you listen to any kind of athlete, when you listen to Tom Brady or like a Tiger Woods or even or Mike Jordan or LeBron, they always say how when they're really, really in the zone, things slow down. And I think that's coming in Friday for me, I really just want to get to the things that have gotten me here, you know, wrestling in the 17th anniversary, you know, Ring of Honor 17 years later, in one of the bigger matches on the card against one of the, you know, an international superstar like Marty Scurll. So for me, I think just taking it one step at a time, breaking it down and watching things slow down for me, I think that's the key to success.
No, absolutely. And if you'll please excuse me, I'm fighting a little bit of a cold. But there was an old saying that they go, what's the difference between someone who's good as opposed to someone, excuse me, who is professional or who is a professional? And the difference is a professional is brilliant at the basics. And I think that's so true in really any kind of avenue that you go towards in life. And again, in keeping it basic now, reverting back to what you know, slowing it down. I know breathing, excuse me, breathing is a big part of it. But the style of your opponent, do you have any kind of game plan in terms of how you're going to counter it, kind of dictate the pace of the match? Because that is a huge thing that a lot of people may not know, is if you're able to dictate the pace of the match, you're a lot more likely to have an outcome in your favor.
Well, I think that Marty Scurll is dangerous because Marty can hit you from a lot of different angles. You know, Marty can snatch you in the chicken wing from virtually anywhere, or he's really good at joint manipulation. He's also now a world-class striker. He's also put some weight on. So Marty's not as, you know, he's got a little bit more oomph behind any time he hits you. So the things that I have to really, really focus on are my natural, I have a size and strength ability, or advantage rather. And using my size and strength, if I can keep Marty off balance and also using my agility, then I think that those are the things that I've been able to frustrate Marty with in the past, is just really overwhelming him with. I mean, I think that if he doesn't want to go get into a strength contest with me, I think Marty wants to say what he's good at, stick move, and joint manipulation. And that's kind of the things that I've been working on, is just being more fluid when trapped. And I think I'm just going to take it to him, like really, really take it to him.
All right, Aaron, yeah. Did you know Kenny King also, much like you, want to pursue a career in acting and movies? He has appeared in The Bachelorette, The Bachelor in Paradise. Take us through, because Aaron is sort of falling in your footsteps, going from wrestling to movies and appearing on The Bachelorette. You know, we always need some great-looking ladies with us, right? So,
yeah, exactly.
Well, it was just kind of one of those things where I got a phone call from an ABC producer one day. You know, one of those, it's a typical story. I'm minding my own business. I get a phone call. It says, hey, do you think you want to ever, like, want to be The Bachelor or be on The Bachelorette? And, you know, I thought it was a rib. You know, I thought it was somebody messing with me. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Sure. You know, I'll send, you know, whatever you need, I'll send you some pictures. And I'm not ever really even thinking about, you know, not necessarily being a possibility. And I remember we were actually doing a Ring of Honor loop in Pittsburgh when I got the phone call that they were saying, hey, you know what? We think we'd like to bring you in to, for our final casting. You're in one of the top, I don't know, 50 guys that we want to bring in. And even still then, I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, you know. And then it just happened. And, you know, I was like, whoa.
Man, you know what? It's real... always like that, huh?
Right, right. And I'd never seen an episode of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette before. So I called my mom and I said, hey, Mom, you know, I need you to do some homework for me and check out some of these episodes and tell me, you know, what am I supposed to do? You know, because I just thought it was going to be, like, just tough enough with dating. And then so she called me back a week later.
That's an awesome analogy.
Right, that's what I thought, but I was dead wrong. You know, she called me back a week later. Was like, you don't have any idea what you're getting yourself into. I'm like, no, but that's why I have you. So she kind of coached me up, and then I went, and you know, it ended up being a great experience. You know, it was one of those things where I came out of it with friends that I'll probably know for the rest of my life. And that is, along with the rest of the crazy things, being able to travel all over the world, you know, to date the same girl as 30 of my friends, entire experience is just one of a kind.
All right. So I've got a final question before Aaron asks his final question. So you wrestled, you competed in Tough Enough, you competed in TNA or Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor. And people say, you know, WWE is sports entertainment, Ring of Honor is more wrestling, TNA is wrestling and all that. Can you compare the three biggest entities or biggest companies in wrestling and say state their differences, let's say, in Ring of Honor, TNA, or WWE?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, WWE is the what's the appropriate word for it? You know what I mean? It's the mecca. It is the what everybody who's ever put on a pair of boots, who's ever fallen in love with the wrestling business, has fallen in love with WWE or WWF at some point. So if you've ever gotten to the wrestling business that you which you aspire to do, it is the big show. You know, it is the production, the monster. It eats up.
It's the Super Bowl. Right. Yeah, World Series and everything.
It's the Super Bowl, the World Series every week, every month. That's what it is, and so much so that it is more about the pageantry, and I can't say that all the way, because in the last year or so, the focus has kind of come back on the wrestling and World Wrestling Entertainment. But it is about, you know, more, you will go to a WWE event and be impressed with the lights and the sound and the pyro. Sometimes as more than you'll be impressed with the actual show, you know, and which has created lanes for other companies to kind of carve their own niche out. Like ROH was carved in the niche of We Are Wrestling. We're going to showcase the best wrestlers in the world over and over and over in the best styles and the best situations, and we're going to bring it to you all over. And if you look at the WWE card, most of those guys have come from Ring of Honor. In the part where dudes were cutting their teeth and it was, you know, the best guys against the best guys. So I think that Ring of Honor is out of the stage. I mean, coming up on 17 years, they're out of the stage of being a little promotion that could, you know, being bought by Sinclair, being in national television. It has earned its right to be, you know, its own force. It's just now, you know, ROH is still that place for wrestling. You know, the production values have gone up and everything's, you know, gone up, obviously, with the times, but you were still going to find some of the best wrestlers in the world there doing this, that wrestling. That's the meat of the product. And for Impact or TNA, I just think that they're just in a reload space. They're in a space where they're trying to find a new identity with not being TNA, you know, their Impact, but everybody still calls them TNA. So they got to figure out what is it going to make about them that's going to make Impact and erase whatever, you know, the past is. And I think they're doing a pretty good job. They have good talent. They seem to have a good direction. And I think that as long as there's a place where three or four different places where all the wrestlers that are good and deserving go get paid, I'm all for it.
All right, and I got to ask you this before. What about AEW, All Elite Wrestling? What, as a wrestler who wrestles in Ring of Honor and wrestled, like you said, all over the place, what do you think of All Elite Wrestling right now before its sort of official start date?
I've known Matt and Nick Jackson for a very long time. They're very dear friends of mine. I'm very excited for what they have done. These guys are brilliant as far as branding themselves and making themselves larger than wrestling. So what they have done is with Cody and Tony Khan and Kenny Omega, they really kind of put their ear to the street with what the fans are interested in and what's cool right now in wrestling. And they've kind of created a movement. So again, like I said, if there's never been a period in time, and Aaron, I'm sure you agree, where you could have this many places where the boys can go and get paid. And if AEW opens up an avenue of that for high level talent to go get paid in that respect and to their talent, then you know that's just good for the wrestling business.
Aaron?
Absolutely, 100%. And I could not agree more with you on that. And I think what's great is the variety or the potential for variety in every product, which is amazing. I mean, that opens up so many possibilities, and it expands the business more than creates competition. I mean, it will create competition, but it's also kind of broadening the spectrum of what the wrestling business is, in my opinion.
Right, because the average person, when you hear wrestling, you say, oh, it's WWE. But now with all these different avenues, you know, it just expands what people's idea of wrestling is, so that it's just not, if it doesn't look like this, then they dismiss it as not being valid. There's so many different ways to, you know, produce pro wrestling. And, you know, they all, we're done with top level performers, it's all that, you know, exciting and fun and all the things about pro wrestling.
All right, I gotta ask you one football question. You're in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is getting the Raiders. Nick Foles signing on with the Jaguars for 4 years, $88 million. Do you wish you were a quarterback?
No, I don't wish I mean, I guess. The thing about quarterbacks is that, you know, how much of that is guaranteed, they say?
It's $62 million, but if he performs with bonuses, it's $86 million guaranteed out of $102 million if with all the bonuses.
Nick Foles,
4 years.
Nick Foles was able to do that out of stepping in for what's brother's name? Carson Wentz. And winning the Super Bowl. I don't know if Nick Foles is worth 62 guaranteed or 88, but hell, if he was able to finagle that off, that I think he's good enough to give the Jags a boost for the next year or two. I think that's probably what they really, really want, is they want somebody who's going to give them the ability to compete right now. And Nick Foles, with the weapons they have, he could probably do that better than, you know, Blake Bortles was, or whoever the chef, McDonald's chef of the month that was playing quarterback at Jacksonville.
And how do you think the Raiders are going to do in Vegas? Because you're in Vegas, right? So,
I mean, this is kind of always been a Raiders town anyway, you know, and this is a town that is really getting big with sports, with the Vegas Knights and the Raiders coming here. I think it's going to go great. I think they need to be good. I need to be better than they are. And signing Antonio Brown is a hell of a way to start that. They just got to have somebody to throw them the football.
Now, I'm based out of Canada. You mentioned the Vegas Knights. Did you tell me somebody from Vegas going to watch a hockey game? Can you believe that 2 years ago?
You know what? No, I wouldn't, because the thing about it was they didn't want any pro sports teams here because they didn't want that many people not gambling. But they realized that it was a crazy, crazy idea that was good enough to work to bring people in, and that the local base has really, really, really come out to support this team. So, you know, and let alone watching a hockey team in Vegas. How about going to the damn Stanley Cup in their first season?
That was
incredible.
Yeah, well, I'm still waiting in Toronto since 1967. Match all three of us, and I'll still be waiting 100 years from now. But all right, Aaron, go ahead, close it out.
You know what, Kenny? I mean, anything you want to say about your upcoming match, and anything, you know, about where people can see the event and everything else? And my question, other than that, is going forward, let's say everything goes as planned for you in this match, where do you go from here?
Well, everything going as planned for me is just me continuing to show everybody why Jay Lethal is running for me, right? Everything that I have to do now, unfortunately, Flip Gordon and Chris Sabin got hurt, but these are just the guys that I've been knocking off that earned title shots against Jay Lethal. So I knocked off Dalton Castle. I'm getting ready to really, really put the stamp in Marty Scurll, and that is... Just, I mean, if that doesn't line me up at Jay Lethal's doorstep, I don't know what it is. All I really want is another fair shot at the Ring of Honor World Championship, because everybody can see I pinned Jay Lethal in Toronto. They want Todd Sinclair waved it off. That's neither here nor there. But on top of the fact that you're going to get Kenny King versus Marty Scurll, it's the 17th anniversary of Ring of Honor. It's one of our biggest shows. You're going to get the villain enterprising at PCO, Brady King versus the Briscoe brothers for the World Tag Team Champions in a no DQ match. Now, Jay Lethal versus Matt Taven, Roosh versus Bandito. These are two guys that are international superstars, and they're going to get it on in Las Vegas. So this is going to be one of the hottest pay-per-views that you're going to be able to catch this month. And you're going to be able to see it live Friday, ROH 17. For me, You can catch me on all my social media at KennyKingPB2. That's Twitter and Instagram at KennyKingPB2. Drop me a line. I'm very, very interactive with my fans.
And don't forget, Aaron has a show here called Ask Me Anything Kenny. You should tell Aaron, tell him how to send you an Instagram to ask you anything for our show.
Yes, you can go to my Instagram, which I'm just really now learning how to work completely. and that is at Instagram is The Aaron Files. That's TheAaron Files.
All right, Kenny, send him a question. You know, well, maybe you could tag team up. Get Ring of Honor, Damian Sandow, or Aaron Stevens. Aaron, you'll come out of semi-retirement to wrestle again, right?
I don't have boots anymore. I don't have I have nothing to wear.
We just missed each other. I just left Impact when you got there, Aaron.
Yes. Yeah, I know. It is the funny thing about the wrestling business, how as many different wrestlers as there are, it is still a very small business. And, you know, sometimes, like, you can have mutual friends with somebody and you never actually meet the person. And then when you meet, it's like, oh, hey, what's up, man? And it's just such a weird, interesting culture. But,
I mean,
best of luck to you Friday. And thank you, man. Hope everything works out.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kenny.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, bye-bye.